Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Yesterday evening, St John's College played host to the 2017 Young People of the Year Awards for Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire. The scheme seeks to celebrate the achievements of young people across both counties. Lucy Malazzo and Natasha Burton went along to find out more. And before the awards ceremony, they spoke to Yoppie trustee Tom Abbott.
I am one of the trustees of the Yoppie charity. I've been involved since the beginning with helping at many of the Yoppie award ceremonies and helping with the development of Yoppie Befriender. Although the founder of Yoppie, Tony Gearing, and his wife Jo, they are the ones who are phenomenal in the hard work they've done. My role here tonight is as a Guild Toastmaster, because I'm very proud to be a member of the Institute of Toastmasters. But my profession is as a school teacher in state schools, where I've spent 40 years. So this is also part of my work in many ways. And it's been a pleasure and a delight and an honour. And I look forward to many years of being involved. Well, we're here tonight for the Young People of the Year Award finals for Bedfordshire and Cambridgeshire, which are two separate competitions, but combined into this one final. We're being hosted by St John's College, which we're very, very glad of. We're very grateful to them. And we're here because of a number of local companies, both large and small, who've given their sponsorship to a whole year of campaign, a campaign to recognise the achievement of young people in local communities across both counties. And that's the point, really. We're here with the young people, and this award ceremony is unique because it's mostly run by the young people from your local sixth form college, who are here to be front of house, who are here to be reporters, who are here to be, and they are the ones who are the most obvious, I suppose, are presenters of the awards, and we the adults are in the background.
So, Tom, you were talking about how the Long Road sixth form students have been trained, and just so, what have they been doing today to in the lead up to the awards?
I think a lot more than they thought they would do. But they are all volunteers, and we're very grateful to them and also to the staff who've come with them. They've had a long day and they're not going home till after 10 o'clock. They've taken on different roles, working as reporters alongside professional reporters, working as AV technicians alongside professional AV technicians, working with myself and my colleague as training as presenters using the auto cue, the meeters and the greeters who are there to look after our guests when they arrive, laying out all the place cards so that everybody is appropriately seated, and also meeting and guiding people across the grounds of the college so that they get here successfully as well. So they're the ones who are doing the main work, and we find that this is something which is unique for Yoppie.
One of the interesting things about Yoppie is the befriender kind of aspect. Could you tell us a bit more about that now, Tom?
Well, of course, you know, you have to adopt and you have to adapt and you have to improve what you do as society changes. And there's much more awareness now that there's a gap sometimes between the old and the young in society. And also, there is a major issue with keeping contact with those members of the older community who perhaps are starting to be isolated through, for example, early onset dementia. And although it sounds perhaps like a very radical thing, Yoppie Befriender has developed over the last few years as a scheme to give some training to young people, to give them some experience of going mostly into community care homes with the assistance and training from the care home to basically socialise in a controlled setting with some of the people who might otherwise be in that home and not getting that degree of stimulation, not getting that degree of social contact. And it's been really wonderful, and I've been along to a number of these sessions, to see 14 and 15-year-olds coming into a setting they've never thought they would be in, a care home, a residential home, and going into a unit where there are a number of older people, not all in their 80s and 90s, some younger, who have early onset dementia, who basically are lovely people, but who, as we know, can sometimes not necessarily be working on quite the same reality plane that we are. And seeing them come together and seeing them talk to each other, play games, drafts, jigsaws together and bond, it's of huge benefit, I think, to both of them. And this is something that we do need to be much more aware of in the future. We need to break down the barrier and basically break down the fear a little bit as well. I think that we will keep these dual strands going, but it's increasingly hard in the world that we live in now to find the sponsorship we need to put on the sort of events we do, to run these campaigns. And I think we're looking at really developing the Yuppie Befriender more and more, and using that, and also working with more schools, more care home companies, and I think that's the way in which things will develop. There will still be Yuppies, and if anyone would like to have a look at us on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the web, hashtag Yuppie, then you can see the work we're doing and see what's going on and see some wonderful examples of what young people do. I mean, I've been a teacher for 40 years and I've got a different head on here to my teaching head. So I always say to older people who say, what about the youth of today? That really, society has changed, but young people really haven't. They're still really the same, that they are very open-hearted, very open to different experiences. And that's what we want to do. We want to encourage the older members of society to recognise what young people really can do.
And that was Yuppie trustee Tom Abbott speaking before a ceremony yesterday evening. Teenagers Lucy Stafford and Charlie Calvert were the big winners at the awards evening. And you'll remember Lucy, of course. She's from Cambridge. She won the Cambridgeshire Senior Yuppie Award. Remember the love bundles? Lucy, who was in hospital herself, had major health challenges, was making these little goodie bags filled with essentials and little luxury items like slipper socks and chocolate bars to basically keep other people's spirits up. And also Charlie, aged 15, from Morrow, which is near Wisbeach as well. So congratulations to both of them, and thanks to Natasha and Lucy for that report.